All right, now, good afternoon to you guys. If you're joining, if you guys are great, I said you're going to be guys. Every racist in the United States believe in Jesus right about now, right? When that racist popped his dumb stuff up this morning, I didn't start him, right? I didn't menace anybody. I didn't try to steal from anybody. These racists wouldn't get my black ass any money. They told the whole world they will lie on me after looking at me for 3 years. And remember, these clown racists all got in a heap. They tried everything to twist this and twist that and lie this and lie that. With zero instant evil to the fact they called the Klan 3 times, right? Like, see, you know, like, take your dumb racist ass on that right now with nothing to hide, no damn well I'm not a criminal. So that's why I was telling that racist to kiss my ass. How these racists are saying they would, like, lie on you, literally lie on you, would have to lie on you, lie on you. The steady sisters, they got told to sit they clown asses down this morning, what's up, right? Like I said, I have a solution to it. I don't like the racists, and they do not like me. I'm not giving them a handout. And to be all the way fair, but it's not like Mitch and Joe. People like T.D. Jakes and old Nasty Obama and all of them. I'm not giving these punks a handout. It's just like Joe Scarborough taking these dives this morning. Clearly, oh, nobody's poor. Does that make sense? Joe Scarborough is poor. He poorly stupid. He slept his way to the top, I guess, to MSNBC job, even though he'll be out of a job, because they finna sell MSNBC because they want to get rid of it, right? And how long you think it's going to last on its own? It's not. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for it. Joe Scarborough is a dumb faggot. He's a man of color. He's clay. Or, you know, they love to call me clay and all this other stuff. Right now, because I'm not just one racial makeup, they so racist, they think that's a positive turn. Joe Scarborough is just the same as me. He is a man of color. Does that make sense? You don't believe that? Ask to his grandparents. Joe Scarborough is a man of color. He's clay. He's mud. Right now, the same shit they call me, he is too. He tried to hide his race in Mississippi, you know, pass for white, even though he's a man of color. Ashamed of who he is. He's a dumb faggot man, ashamed of who he is. This faggot, Joe Scarborough, actually thought he was special because he sucked Joe Biden's dick. Does that make sense? It don't make him a special faggot. It just makes him a dumb faggot, right? A dumb, poor faggot that ain't getting no money, right? I don't owe the United States any money. Does that make sense? I keep saying this. United States did not invest anything, all right? No, these faggots, these racists, they didn't either. These dumb racists have been spending the whole morning just, you know, I'm not giving you money. I will say this again. I know damn well I'm not a criminal. Oh, my God, you assholes without mercy. Looked at everything about me for 3 years and dumped everything on the internet in front of the whole world, dumped everything on the internet. Everybody knows I'm not a criminal, right? I was standing that dumb racist this morning when they told him to sit his delusional, mad, green ass down. They did tell the United States what about Jesus voices. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. They did tell the United States emphatically, you can't frame. What's up? You were told that, right? I did not start this for my own money that the United States put nothing into. Let me explain to you again what the United States did to me. The United States lynched me. The United States tried to frame me. The United States called me black bitches and niggers and said it was a pedophile. Look at that bitch that jumped up this morning talking bullshit, all right? And I think the interview was from yesterday, you know? I'm just now seeing it, though, right? The stat makes sense, right? Oh, my God, I've been called worse. Black bitches, niggers, pedophiles. They stole my blood. Said I'm a nigger and I couldn't be royal. Does that make sense? All manner of stuff. I slept outside twice. All right, now that's for the Lord, because these racists got me evicted out of my house while they kept filming it, sent it to the whole world. They got so mad like this, they threatened to say they want to hang me as they, got me kicked out of my house, treated me like some wild animal sleeping outside. They starved me. They humiliated me. They embarrassed me. They kept drying up my work for 317 days. I jumped my black Asian ass to the Mexican border. Want to see my ticket? I already bought it, right? I mean, you know, you did get told by Jesus' voice and Jesus' goodness, you can't frame, right? You can't frame, right? That's not me talking junk. I'm not a criminal to the fact the whole world watch everybody look at everything about me for 3 whole years. They kept looking at it, kept looking at it. They kept looking at it, they kept looking at it. The rest is looking straight stupid, right? I'm not giving you any money. We have a solution to it. I told you guys exactly what I'm willing to do, right? Does that make sense? I'm going to give you United States back your citizenship and go find a country of my own. See, I'm not trying to stay in your country. Over in England in their country, right? Ask Brother Kate about his third family member that gave William oral sex and he was jumping at me trying to steal from me. Brother Kate Middleton. Kate Middleton sucked William's dick. Carol Middleton sucked William's dick, but it's a third Middleton. It's another Middleton that gave William oral sex too. The head triplets are right now. 3 Middletons gave William oral sex. Does that mean she's trying so hard to be queen? What's up, right? All right, now these folks, I mean, I'm not starting it. I am not starting it. I'm responding. I guess you're supposed to take insults like that and threats like that. I'm not even bothering anybody. That's why I have not, extracted any more fraud. Does that make sense? So right now, you know. All right, now if they want to, you know, be, the first lady in the land, however it goes, right? You know, all right, now that's the Lord, all right, now. But as far as this, right, there are 3 people in the Middleton household. I'm not trying to give it away. There are 3 people in the Middleton household that gave William oral sex. 3. 3 people in the Middleton household that gave William oral sex. There are 3 people, not 1 person, not 2 persons. Carol, there's Kate. All right, now there's Kate. Brother Kate Middleton couldn't stop sucking William's dick. Carol Middleton, no, she started sucking William's dick. And there's a third person that was sucking William's dick. And none of them knew they were sucking each other's dick. And none, oh God, that didn't sound right. All right, now none of them knew, all of them were sucking William's dick. See, all of them didn't know that. That's that. They said, so three of them, right, were sucking William's dick. All three of them were sucking William's dick at the exact same time. All three of them were sucking William's head at the exact same time. All three of them were giving William's head at the same time. And none of them knew about each other. There are three Middletons that gave William oral sex. Three. Not one Middleton, not two Middletons. You got Carol and Kate, but there's a third Middleton for effect that gave William oral sex. It is accurate. It is right. It's 100% accurate. And it's 100% right. And there are three Middletons, not one. I was trying to be nice. I didn't start it. I told you guys what Brother Kate just wanted. Let it sit out here. So there's no, white outrage. They popped up with that faggot racism, Brother Kate, this morning. And by Jesus' goodness, they got told to sit down. I am not starting it. I'm just saying, right? Even got told by Jesus' voices, goodness, you can't frame. Because I'm not a criminal. And they said, everybody look at everything about me. I thank God for the benefit of that. It was pretty nasty and harsh. As I slept out on the streets, they dried up my money. They did torture and war crimes. They threatened me, said they wanted to hang me. As these racists tried to destroy me, they tried to lie walls and halls that don't exist. These racists know halls and walls don't exist. They got dragged in front of planet Earth as they, these white women got exposed to being in the Freemasons, okay? I'm not trying to be in your group. Stay behind your walls. Oh, God. Divas, you know, faggots, man, you know, you whatever you are, you know, go away. Go away. Nobody's giving you a handout. I mean, this is me saying no. You can have back your American citizenship, right? That's not me being mean to say no, no. I'm not extracting any fraud in the United States. Did you see these racists in action? Did you see that? Did you see it? Did you catch that? And then you got people like T.D. Jakes. Did you see her? I mean, I know damn well I'm not a criminal. To the fact they told you, asses, you cannot frame her. She is not a criminal. Right. They dumped down everything about me. And they got told by Jesus' voice they can't frame. They got told by Jesus' goodness they can't frame. You got them melting down saying it's insane because they want to lie. They have lied on so many people of color. They have harmed so many people of color. They have destroyed so many people of color. They have lynched so many people of color when they couldn't get their way. Why do you think the Lord got cameras everywhere? He know all the awful ways these assholes are. T.D. Jakes no bummed them to be fair, because everybody ain't racist like Joe and Mitch. I write on this other shithole faggot racist that got told to sit his faggot ass down. Don't worry, he gonna find a big Tom dick to stick in his mouth so he can, you know, suck it and be happy all over again, right? Right now, it should pacify his anger, right? No, that's the Lord, right? No. I'm not starting it, right? I'm not giving America money it cannot make. I said, no, no day, no. I'm not giving you money you cannot make. No, but you got told you can't frame. By Jesus' voice, I am not lying. You did get told you can't frame, right? By Jesus' goodness, I mean, clearly the Lord Jesus intervened. As you got told, I'm like, you know, like you can't lie. You're admitting that you're going to lie. You can't lie. You can't frame her, right? What's up? Right? Okay, I'm going to China. Okay, let me break this down. America can have back its citizenship. Once I go to the bank, I'm not coming back to the United States. I'm not threatening any fraud in the United States, right? God willing, I'm going to China. Clearly, there's no walls and halls. You got fraud there, too, being stupid. Oh, my God, go away. Go pretend. I mean, go pretend you're not faggots behind your wall. Go behind your wall and pretend you macho and you're not faggots. You're very dangerous. You woke up and start murdering children and burning them alive and looking at the intelligence you kept bombing. You assholes are very dangerous and you're very godless, right? And I understand that, all right? No, but go behind your walls and pretend. I mean, damn, stay behind your walls. Go away. Stop begging. Go away. Stop reaching your hands from back there. Stay your asses back there. Go away. No, you know. All right, now stay behind the walls. Take your asses on. Go away. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, but as far as like this is concerned, all right, no, yeah, I'm going to China. I'm going to make China offer so good, they won't refuse it. I'm going to make China offer so good. It's not me being menacing. It's my money. I'm going to say, because I figure United States have anything. I said no. I'm going to make, I promise you no. What you supposed to do, fight the whole world? You see you couldn't do that, so you trying to threaten, right? Nobody wants that. That's crazy. I'm going to make China offer God willing so good they can't refuse. I already talked to the Lord about it. He said go to China, right? Okay, who feels what about that? Don't worry, I'm going to still cut Israel a substantial check of quadrillions of dollars. I promised the Lord I would. But I'm going to make the China offer so good they won't refuse it. I'm going to make China offer so good that no matter who gets on the phone screaming and crying, they won't care. Mitch McConnell, these are nasty folks, so right now, whoever else, right? Okay. I'm not signing anything to the fact they said, okay, she didn't sign this, she didn't sign this. You cannot lie, she's going to give you hell because she did not sign this. You're not going to forge my signature to anything. I said, no. I'm not signing anything, no. As they told that dumb fat racist this morning, like you're not framing her because she is not a criminal, told him to sit his clown racist ass down. They didn't say that, right? Jesus by his voice said that the Lord by his voice covers, the Lord by his voice covers. I thank God for Jesus. I thank the people at the top for their integrity. I mean, everybody can see. I'm not starting it. It has not been a picnic to live in the United States. I don't like the United States. It's not me being an anti-American. Oh my God, look. Would you like the United States, right? Fair and square, earn money. These racists wouldn't give my black ass any money. And these shithole clowns like Oprah and Obama do, they wouldn't give my black ass none either. But they all sat there in the heat with their hands up. Put your hands back in. Get behind your wall. You know, measure your dick, sir, right? Clearly I'm not a kid, I'm a woman, I can go to the bank for my own money. But you know what you guys can do to determine who's a kid or not? Measure each other's dicks. Whoever got the smallest dick, you can call them a kid. God damn it, man. All right, now that's for the Lord. I mean, who got the biggest dick? Is Oprah's dick bigger than Obama's dick? The faggot racist dick that stood up this morning, his dick bigger? Or is his dick bigger than, all right, now, you know, these faggot racists, who was another racist that stood up? All right, now Tucker Carlson was these old fake Klan preachers calling the Klan here. They got busted last week. Calling the Klan here in the last part of October until he got told they can't frame. All right now, the third time calling the Klan because I'm not a criminal. Y'all tried, this is what I said, you can't frame or you're fraud. No, right? All y'all can get together, fake preachers. I mean, who else are right now? That, and measure Joe's dick because he's always up for some dick, right? All right now, between Joe and all y'all, whoever got the smallest dick, that's who, you know, that's who be like, you know, pretending I'm a kid, so you dumb racist asses. And these faggots like, T.D. Jakes still can steal, okay? All right, no, I'm not giving you any money. All right, now, whichever one of y'all dicks is the smallest, all right, now, that's who you can call the child, right? Does that make sense? Right now, I'm not a child because you want to steal from me. You fuckers have lost your minds, right? I wouldn't be rude and mean and menacing. I did not start it. They had to tell the faggot to sit down. He can't frame. Tell him to sit his illusion, big fat mad ass down. That faggot was up, man. That racist faggot was so mad he was shitting in his clothes this morning. He like, he couldn't believe it, right? You're not entitled, dummy. Sit down. That's not being mean. That's me saying no. Okay. America can have that citizenship. I mean, clearly, I am not anti-American. I mean, look, it's not me. Look, not me. Money earned fair and square that America put zero investments into. These racists, look at these jackasses. They put zero investments into. To be fair, jackasses like Obama and T.D. Jakes, they put zero investments into. What's up? They put nothing into it. And you're not getting anything. You didn't invest anything. Isn't that fair, right? Okay, I'm going to China. I'm going to make China offer so good, no matter who gets on the phone and screams and cries, they're not going to care. Because no matter what you scream and cry, it's with all that money, it's not going to affect them. What's up? You did get told today that I can go do this, right? Said you can't frame, said I'm perfect, said, you know, yes, she can go to China. I'm going to get rid of your American citizenship. You'll never try this again. I'm not extracting any fraud in the United States so you can do this to other people because clearly there's a problem. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I didn't start it. Right? Like you had that dumb faggot Joe Scarborough this morning because he was sucking Biden's dick. Right? And Joe Scarborough sucked Biden's dick more than one time. Joe Scarborough had sex with Biden more than one time. It was not a one-off. And they did confirm all this. Joe Scarborough actually thought that, you know, this mud that wanted to try to be a racist. Joe Scarborough is a person of color just like me. If you don't believe that, you know, like, how do you know that? I mean, ask him. Joe Scarborough is a person of color just like me. He just fair-skinned. He lied about who he is trying to be a racist so hard he's so stupid. Joe Scarborough got, you know, they going to call Joe Scarborough mud. Let me call me mud. But, you know, black bitches, okay. They're going to call him his ass mud. I promise you. He is a man. Joe Scarborough is just as much as I'm a color. Joe Scarborough is of color. Ask to see his grandparents. He is a person of color just like me. He has been lying about being, he's so stupid, he's been ashamed of who he is, trying to pass for white, he's so dumb. Because he realized how fucked up America is, so he's trying to pass for white. He realized how awful America is, living in Mississippi, where he said, he realized how bad America is, so he's trying to pass for white. Despite Joe Scarborough by blood being a man of color, by blood, and he do go by the blood, you got one drop in you, don't they say you're black, okay, Joe Scarborough is a man of color, just like me. I'm a woman of color, though. You know, why is he lying and hiding who he is and not lying on him? Ask to see his grandparents. What's up? Tell me, I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, now, so this man of color, this mud, Joe Scarborough, right? I don't call like calling people mud, but the racist terms that they use against me for being, you know, black, Hawaiian, Jewish, German, they're going to use against Joe Scarborough because he ain't white. He fair-skinned. Ask this man of mud what his race is. He is not white. He's just a fair skin. And if you don't believe that, okay, his parents got a parent. Ask to see that parent. I guarantee you he is not white. He's been passing. I'm going to say it just like that. I hope that you're ashamed of who he is. He's so stupid. Joe Scarborough. See, Joe Scarborough thought because he was sucking Biden's dick or right now that he's special. He is not a special faggot. He's just a dumb faggot. I hope that you, that's not getting any money, right? I'm not starting it. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. Okay, America can have back and citizenship. I'm not giving America money. So they can do this to other people. They just went all across the Middle East murdering people. Right? Starting wars. Trying to frame. This big fat racist guy out this morning, right now, gross ass racist, so, you know, on the blog talking all that shit, right now, he is a criminal. They say he got convicted of being a criminal. Criminal ass racist making threats. So that a criminal to the fact that they looked at everything and said, okay, you can't frame that. We looked at everything. You can't do that. Right? What's up? And that's why Jesus is good. They didn't tell your asses that. What's up, right? It's not me talking trash, right? It's been a stressful something dealing with the United States. It's not been a picnic, right? Oh, no day. You know, being lynched, being trying to frame you, getting you kicked out your house, you sleep outside on the streets, you treat it like shit. 317 days, United States of America, participated in torture, participated in war crimes, participated in violation of my civil rights, my human rights, while these dumbass racists kept trying to steal from me, calling me black bitches and niggers, trying to beg and act stupid. As if you, I mean, these are shitty folks. It costs nothing to be, nice and integrity. It costs nothing to be evil either. These some evil ass folks, right? Don't feel bad, Obama and T.D. Jakes know that they're just as awful. What's up, right? Okay, I'm going to give America back its citizenship. I'm going to the bank in China. I'm going to make China offer so good, no matter who gets on the phone and cries, they're not going to refuse it. Your hows and wows don't exist. They got busted. Warren Buffett, gross old racist self, about 900 million shares of fraud with a granddaughter in the Freemasons that's a red-blooded female just like me. I want nothing to do with your Satan or Freemasons group. The devil is alive. No. I'm going to the bank. You can't loud pretend walls. Like all you faggots do is pretend. Oh, God. God damn it. Go away. Go behind your walls. Go away. Go build a clubhouse behind your walls. Go. You can make imaginary boxes behind your walls. Go play. Go away. Go away. Oh, God. But yeah, Warren Buffett got a female granddaughter got busted at the international level to have been lying while he buying 900 million shares of fraud. You racists are fraud. What's up, right? They didn't tell you to, by Jesus' voice, Jesus, right, the Lord, you didn't get told you cannot frame, right? Which means you got told you cannot lie, right? By Jesus' goodness, right? You did get told that, right? I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I didn't start it. All right, if we're going to make China offer, it cannot refuse. It's not going to refuse. It won't refuse. No matter who gets on the phone with China, I promise you, it'll be nowhere near half, but I promise you, China will, and it's not necessarily against Chinese people, no. I'm going to go make my own country. I don't like the United States. Clearly, I'm not anti-America. Look at this racism. This is as to why. What's up? It's not anti-American to say no to racism and threats of hanging and lynching. And these racists shouting to the rooftops, they will lie, they will lie, they've lied on so many people of color, they'll lie. They have destroyed so many people's lives, saying they'll lie. I'm not giving you money so you can do that to other people. No way. No way. Never. Right? So I'm going to China to make them offer. They won't refuse. They can't refuse. It's going to be so good no matter what the United States say to China. They're not going to care because they got that type of money. It's going to be a really good offer. I'm going to make China offer. You got told this morning I can go do that because I've been trying to go to the bank in peace and you've been racist. I'm going to make China offer so good it can't refuse. So much so, no matter what threats your asses get up and try to make in your racism, you're the only people that bombing people, you're the only people that murdering people, you're the only people that lynching people, you burn children alive and proceed the other races turning away as this racist and this killer Nazi son, this killer Nazi racist was murdering children, decapitating them and burning them alive on to bomb them some more people. I mean, some awful folks. You wanna talk, you're afraid of China. I still don't understand how you're afraid of China. Show me in your history books where China have done shit like this. I still can't find it. So China's not going to care about the menacing threats because they'll have that type of money of the United States and the racists in it. That's how good offer is I'm going to make to China. I promise you I'm going to get my information. I can't go to China. I'm going to give back your citizenship. You can have it. I'm not extracting any fraud in the United States. You got told that, right? We have a solution. I'm going to make China offer so good. Then when you get your racist ass up crying and screaming, they're not going to care because of that type of money. Right? I'm going to give you back your citizenship. The statement says, I'm going to go found a country of my own and go offer the stock in Europe and Asia. I am done with the United States. Clearly, I'm not anti-American, but look at this shit. No. I hope you guys well. Good morning. All right. Good afternoon. All right. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. These some evil ass folks just lie and willing to lie and got busted again. Right? Thank you guys so much. Good afternoon. And thank God for the blood of Jesus, first and foremost. Thank you, guys. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, guys.